You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Help! I Suck at Dating with Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Thursday's special caller edition of Help, I Suck at Dating. If you haven't had the chance yet, be sure to go back to Sunday's episode and listen to that episode because we had Lauren Jones co-host with us, and she is fantastic. She's also joining us here today. All right, we have our first caller joining us. It is Jesse. Jesse, are you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm not very good at dating.
Well, you called in
the right place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I was seeing this guy and I just really fell head over heels, but I think I screwed it up because I was acting needy and I sent him a drunk text and then I showed up at his place and
you showed up at his place?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. So well, he got me pregnant, and then I had an abortion.
What?
Really emotional about that.
Wait, hold on. That's... Hold on. How long have you guys been seeing each other?
Like a month.
Okay.
Hold on. So it's a month, and then you feel like you're being needy, and then he got you pregnant, and then what happened?
Well, I got, like, really... I was in emotionally in like a really weird place and yeah. I got drunk and I texted him and he didn't respond. So I showed up at his place.
Got it.
Okay. And how did he react to that? Was it a bad reaction and that's why you're concerned?
Yeah. Yeah. He like told me that I shouldn't do that. And I haven't heard from him in 2 months.
Gotcha. And what's the status of the baby?
Well, I had an abortion, so there's no status. It doesn't exist.
Okay. And if you had it your way, how would you want him to react to that news? Like, was it always going to be abortion and you just wanted him to be involved or you wanted him to help pay for it? Like, what was the logic behind showing up, I guess?
I just wanted attention. I mean, it's an upsetting thing to go through.
Yeah, definitely.
So like now, I wasn't going to keep it. It's only been a month. Like, that would be wild, but I wanted him to, care.
Was it, and so you guys were together for a month. Was it your first time hooking up that led to this?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's crazy. Well, I don't know. What do you want to happen next? If you had it your way, you just want him to... I guess, like, reach out to you and have a conversation with you about it?
Well, it's been 2 months, and I tried to apologize to him on New Year's, but that's when I realized that he blocked me.
Oh, man.
And I just wanted to release the past, you know?
Yeah. Lauren, what do you think about this whole situation?
I think you definitely deserve better. I understand your concern and why you're upset. But at the end of the day, woman to woman, you deserve better. You deserve a man that's going to be attentive and talk to you during tough times. So do know that everything happens for a reason, and just trust that, you know, you deserve better and you will get better.
Yeah, it feels like a lot of toxicity coming out of this relationship early on. So my best advice would be, as difficult as it is, to move on. I mean, there's no need for you to try to get closure or, you know, release the past. It's the past because it's the past. And I think the best thing and the healthiest thing for you would probably be looking towards the future and not focusing on him, and focusing on yourself. But that would be my advice. So I wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with both of those statements. You deserve better. Look at it as a blessing, because you don't want this guy in your life anyways.
Right.
But shitty situation, and we feel for you.
Tough. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound like this is the guy for you. So I think the best thing would be moving on.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it's just hard to find nice people.
Hey, trust me. Once you find the nice one, you just got to stick with them.
It only takes one.
It is hard. But you know what? I don't think, I mean, from the sound of this guy doesn't sound that nice. So it's not like you found a nice one and then you're letting him go. No, you know, no offense. Yeah, I mean, exactly. I don't know the situation fully, but from what we hear, it doesn't sound like, you know, you found someone who's like fully supporting you.
Dodge the bullet, if you will. Well, Jesse, thank you so much for calling us. We wish you nothing but love and happiness in the future.
All right. Thank you.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy, and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
All right, well, we started off with a bang for that one. Holy cow, that was heavy.
Yeah.
We are going to have, I think, David calling in next. Let's see if we can get David in the...
Let's see what David has for us.
Try and top that, David. Good luck.
Seriously.
Hello.
I love it.
Hey, David, how are you?
How's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you? Oh, thank you.
What's going on? How can we help you?
All right, so basically... I just went on a really good first date, and I guess my question mainly is about like how to initiate physical side of it. Like, I haven't really made the first move yet, I guess. Like, it's just really hard for me to like get, you know, physical and start touching without like just seeming like a total creep, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely makes sense. How many dates have you guys been on? You said just one?
Just one.
And how did that date go? Like, how did it feel?
It went great. It was fun. It felt natural. And like, I don't know, not to sound silly, but she like touched me on the arm a couple of times, but like that was as far as it got. Like,
yeah.
So yeah, like, I don't know, I guess I'm kind of OCD about it. Like, I just stress on this a lot, like, to, you know, I want her to feel comfortable and stuff like that. So, you know, I don't want to cross any lines or anything.
Yeah. I think that's a good start. Obviously, you're a considerate person, right? Like, to have that thought is, I think, a good thing. Better than a lot of guys could say. Instead of just like going for it, you're being considerate of what she wants and stuff. So I think that's a good start. As in terms of how to break down that touch barrier, I guess that's the tricky part. I wish I had really good advice, but I don't know what Jared, Lauren, you guys might have some better advice.
I'm sure Lauren would have better advice than me, but it's a good sign that she touched your arm. I've always found in my single days, I wouldn't really initiate the touch because I felt that if a girl liked me, she would initiate it. Not kissing, like I'd always make the first move, but I'd always wait to, one, make sure that the mood was right, that it felt right, that I didn't feel like I was being forcing anything. And then secondly, I would wait to make sure that like a hand touch, a shoulder touch, like anything where she like touched me, it gave me a better idea that, okay, so there is a physicality here that I'm not losing my mind. Like, she, like, so if I go in for a kiss, I feel better about it after she's like, you know, gently rub my hand or like touched my arm or shoulder or stuff like that. Cause it's like, okay, so she wants to touch me. So that's a good start.
Yeah, definitely. Lauren, what do you think about it? How do you, on your dates, how would you typically like to break down that barrier?
Yeah, I agree. I think it seems like you like her and the date went well. I do believe that we will give you the green light. So we'll be flirty. You say she touched your arm. So that's, you know, go off of her energy. If her energy is reading that, you know, she's into you the same way you're into her, then go for it.
Is that what you do, Lauren? You know, do you think girls do that intentionally, that they'll kind of like, do you do that on dates? You'll touch a guy's arm or hand, yeah, if you like him, to let him know that like, hey.
I will. Absolutely. I'll give him the green light.
Yeah. So that is a green light.
Yes. That's a green
light.
Okay,
good. Good to know. All those flirtation days.
Yeah, I love the flirtation days. Is there any other signs, Lauren, that you can think of that would give David the green light, or is it just like kind of like the flirty banter?
The flirty banter, energy is a big thing. So the flirty banter, eye contact.
Yeah.
All of
I also
that.
Think the fact that she is, I'm assuming, you, David, do you guys have a second date planned?
Yes.
Yeah. So the fact that she's going on a second date with you is a little bit of a green light as well. She wants to see you again.
All right. That's true.
I guess I have one other question. Like, is it weird to just ask if it's like okay to touch her, or is that like weird too?
That's,
I wouldn't phrase it
tricky.
Like that. I wouldn't say, excuse me, may I touch you?
Well, yeah, no, I wouldn't phrase it like that. But like, if I just get too nervous to make the first move, like, I don't know. Like, if I just bring up making the first move, like, I don't know.
I definitely think it's not a bad, like, right. It really depends how you phrase it. Like consent obviously is always super important, but there are like weird ways to phrase it. Like, can I touch you? I think it's not necessarily a bad thing. At the end of the day, the more consent you're able to receive, the better off I think both of you are going to be, and like the happier and more comfortable you'll be. So it's not necessarily a bad thing at all. I don't know.
I have an example.
I'm just kind of talking in circles. Yeah, please.
So my first girlfriend, and looking back on it now, I think hopefully it was a decent move, especially getting consent. I walked her to the door and after a date, and I wanted to kiss her. And I said, guy takes girl out on date, guy walks her to the door. Would it be too much of a cliche if I kissed you right now? And and she said, no, it wouldn't be. And then I kissed her. So like I got consent. I got a yes without asking.
Nice.
It was way of asking without asking, saying like making it flirty and fun. So maybe David, you could try to think of a line that you can use, not crazy, not like cheesy line, like how much does a polar bear weigh, but something where it would be cute and funny and also a way for you to know like, oh, okay, she wants me to kiss her. That's your homework assignment. Yeah.
That's your homework assignment. Lauren, what's your take on it? I want to hear your opinion on this.
So as I stated before, it's really important to just kind of feel her energy, like read the room, like feel it out. If you guys have a connection and you're feeling that she feels the same way, I don't think there's anything wrong with going for it, trying, you know, touching her hand. Maybe if you guys are sitting on the couch or at a movie, put your arm around her, try a little thing, see how she, you know, receives it. And if she's flirting back, go for it.
Yeah. There you go. Hopefully that helps. I know it's just like one of those weird things where it's like, it's like a gray area on top of like a subjective thing. And it just is kind of tricky, especially not like seeing it and being there, you know?
Yeah,
for sure.
But yeah, best of luck. I think you're already way ahead of other guys by even being concerned about it. Like not concerned, but by being mindful about it, you know, that's definitely a step in the right direction. So best of luck. I'm sure you'll figure it out. And yeah.
Thanks, David.
All right, awesome. Appreciate it so much. Thanks.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, David. All right, last caller of the day is Caroline. Caroline, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good.
Thank you for joining us. How can we help you today?
Okay, so I have a question for you. How can you tell when someone is playing hard to get, like with the intention of seeking a reaction out of you or getting you to chase them harder or getting the upper hand in general? Like basically someone who's actively trying to come off as unavailable or cold to like manipulate some sort of an outcome with you versus someone who's just genuinely busy or like going through something, prioritizing dating other people or like just likes a lot of space in general. And if so, how can you tell the difference? I ask because in my younger days, playing hard to get just like never worked for me. Like, you know, everyone says it should, but when I was truly just nonchalant or like not overly invested one way or another for whatever reason, guys seem to like love that. And I can't figure out how they knew because my actions were exactly the same.
Yeah. Well, Lauren, I think you got something you want to say.
I am not a fan of anyone ever playing hard to get. I think that the right man for you wants to know that you're also interested. So I don't ever think that you should play hard to get. I think that the wrong guy can chase you when you're playing hard to get, but it could actually make the right guy run away from you because they want to feel desired and wanted if they actually do like you. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I've never been a big fan of playing hard to get, and I have never been a fan of like trying to date someone that plays hard to get. It is one of the most infuriating things of all time. And it's like hard to see when it's happening to you, but then after the fact, you can kind of like make it pretty clear that that's what was happening. I guess one way that I've always been able to identify it is like, if you're the one that's always responsible for like texting first or calling first or making all the plans, like, yeah, people are busy and stuff, but I do think that that's like a big indicator as to whether they're playing hard to get, especially if you know they're interested in you, but they are not taking the initiative a lot of the times. So that's kind of what I've noticed is if you're doing all the work, then they're probably not taking it as seriously maybe as you are, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a fine line between, well, it's actually not a fine line. There's a middle ground between being too needy and playing hard to get. And that's where people need to operate. You know, you don't want to be texting constantly asking this person to hang out every minute of every day, but you also don't want to plan to not respond to this person for 4 hours because, okay, well, I can't respond within the first 4 hours because I have to make them wait a little bit. I got to make them blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay, neither one is good. There's a middle ground in there. Just don't be stupid and have an adult conversation and be fun and flirty. You know, I find being fun and flirty is way better than playing hard to get.
Yeah.
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 I agree.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Be yourself. Exactly. And that goes for everyone listening to this podcast. If you like someone, then like them and be yourself. And if you don't like them, let them off the hook. You know, like let them go do things that they want to do and don't waste their time. And I wish more people were like that. But unfortunately, that's not the case. Mm-mm. But best of luck. We hope you are able to figure it all out. And
yeah, they're playing hard to get. Screw them. That's my advice.
Yeah, screw them.
Yeah, screw them. Right?
But thank you for calling in. We wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Well, Lauren, thank you for joining us. You are a very wise person, and I'm sure all of the advice that you gave was way better than ours. And so we appreciate you just sticking through this with that.
Thank you so much for joining us, Lauren.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Of course. Yeah.
And again, I'm going to plug it again. LovelyLuxOfficial.com. I kept wanting to say Lux You Love, but that's not what it is. LovelyLuxOfficial.com. Check it out. For all of your fashion and event needs, it seems like you got it all figured out. And best of luck moving forward. 2 months in, and it seems like you're already doing great. So hopefully the success continues.
Thank you so much. And congratulations to you.
And thank you.
So happy to be here.
I appreciate it.
And you rock that suit. You rock that penguin tuxedo. Well,
I'm freaking gonna rock the hell out of that penguin tuxedo. But yeah, best of luck. We hope to have you on again soon, and take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.